Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Father's Day, Papa Don't Preach, Madonna, Mr. Crenshaw.
Yay.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We're nine floors up looking out at some clouds, and we'll see if they hold off today and don't rain too much and dads can get out and enjoy their day.
We're welcoming your stories, anything having to do with your father or you being a father, if you want to join us, 404-741-0929. Of course, the survey is up at 92.9 The Game on Twitter. Any kind of sports-related activity you did with your dad or you are doing with your kid, whether it's fishing or golfing or just sitting back and both of y'all climbing into that easy chair and watching a game. We talked about earlier, we gave a story. I talked about first time my father took me to Indy 500.
Yeah,
you talked about coming to a Braves game when you were a kid. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. And this is more funny that most – and I think this is a boy thing growing up. Did your father straighten you out? Meaning the backhand or forehand or grab a brick or something.
Not much. That was like my mom's area. He kind of designated that to her. It was there was a couple, only a few times with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you were older. He deferred it to her.
See, yeah, you're right. Because mama got you throughout them early years.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Until you got, and again, I think personally this is a boy thing. All right? Until you got into them teenage years. And mama's discipline didn't hurt that much anymore.
Yeah.
You could have been playing, like, peewee football, and you've been hit harder then.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just remember the last time I got hit, I got straightened out by my father. I'll put it that way.
Oof.
And I remember it because when I was working down the dial, I'll never forget the general manager was leaving work early. This is when I was at 96, and he was you could see steam coming out of his ears. And he was leaving at, like, noon or something, and one of the other, I think it was his assistant, says, "Where are you going?" He goes, "My son's talking back to his mother."
Ooh.
So I gotta go deal with this. And he was leaving work early.
Yeah.
And I started to shake because that was the last time I got straightened out by my father. And I was probably 14.
And that's about that time when we do things. We were trying stuff around those years.
That's what I did. And I let her know that the slap she gave me for something I did, some chore I didn't do, didn't hurt. And I told her that.
Whoa.
And I just remember her turning and kind of walking away and shaking her head. And I didn't understand then what was the tornado that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
And she got on the phone and she called. Because I've asked him that later on down the road. I said, "What happened in this?" She called me at work. "Made me get out of work and come deal with you." I'll never forget. And he just, I remember being up in the room. I was grounded. And he just busted in the door like the bell just rang in a Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
And he came right straight for me. And I don't think there was two swings. And I was straightened out.
Yeah.
all of a sudden, the clouds had been cleared. But I'll never forget that. I mean, I think most guys remember the last time they got straightened out by their father.
Yeah.
And listen, I deserved it. You know, listen, you got to take the good with the bad.
Made a lasting memory.
It did.
And, you don't forget that.
That's all part of growing up. And there are some that will tell you that's not done enough. I'm not going to tell nobody how to parent, but there are some who will say, you know, that needs to be done more. But I will never forget the last time I got straightened out. And it kept me from doing that again.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
We actually have more uplifting stories.
Yes, we
later
do
on this
Father's
hour.
Day.
But listen, you got to share them all with you. How do you feel? I guess we touched on a little bit yesterday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, and this whole situation with Julio and holdouts and your thoughts on it.
I mean, it's the business of professional sports. And to me, it's also when you have a team that has great expectations. And we have a team with great expectations. That's what we want. We want the team with the great expectations. But that's part of the headache that comes along with it sometimes. I mean, this don't happen on bad teams. You know, this happens on teams that people have expectations, doing teams that achieve, things that have a winning tradition. You know, you hear about that happening on some of those teams when somebody holds out or something. You have players of that caliber. Julio's a player of that caliber, although he has time left on his contract, and that's the thing a lot of people have problems with. The thing it also is what it really means for him long term. And I think that's what he's looking at.
Well, he's trying to dictate that. Yeah. We just watched a league finish their season where we know that the players have the power. We're watching this play out in San Antonio with Kawhi. Whether San Antonio trades him or not, at the end of the day, he's going to get what they want. They don't want him in that locker room.
Oh, yeah.
It's different when you got 12 guys as opposed to 53.
Right.
Right. But they see how NBA players, you know, they don't need anybody else to dictate how they're A, perceived, and B, a lot of times where they land. We're watching these super teams, you know, get created year after year, and I guess I don't know if the NBA, or excuse me, the NFL players think they can do that. Obviously, they can't. They don't have guaranteed contracts. But it's well known. We know a lot of these guys have the same agent.
Right.
They're all buddies.
That's where it starts.
Yeah, and they're all talking about this and that. But, again, they're trying to get theirs before that window is closed. The conversation the last few days have been talking about, again, how New England has been doing what they're doing. You got probably one of the best tight ends in the league in Gronk, but he's not the Gronk of a couple years ago. Everybody would be happy to have Gronk, right?
Right.
But for whatever reason, New England says, you're not at that peak anymore. And so we're going to trade you, and they have a history of doing that, while we can still get some people for you.
Yep. And get us some other part that we can plug in there and keep moving. That's what they've done for years.
So these players, the top players, know that they got to try and get theirs when they can.
And if you're in a position like Julio Jones, you're late 20s now, 29, you have an injury that's the other thing.
We don't know what that foot's going to look like.
You're on the clock. You're on the clock. The team is on the clock for what it hopes to achieve, you know, in the short period of time because of how close this team has been. Only team in the NFC to make it to the playoffs last year, back-to-back years. And, you know, without a play here or a different call there, different decision, maybe they could have made it back to the Super Bowl. That's what is expected this year, and he knows that. He knows the role he's expected to play with this team. But the thing of it is he's in this window of time of his career.
Right.
And what does he want to do? Because he's not sure of how long it will be. So that's got to be a part of it, the mindset. And the thing is, how is the things with his teammates? You know, what will the locker room be like when he returns? Especially if he's not there when training camp starts. I still expect him to be there in time for training camp, you know. We know that Beckham has a deal that he's working on.
Well, he's at the end of his rookie contract.
Yep, and he's announced he is going to be.
He's going to be there.
He's going to keep negotiating, although he's going to be in.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking Falcons here. I think the biggest problem with most people is the fact that he's got the years on the contract that he still does.
Right.
And the fact that he's trying to renegotiate with a couple years left. And when he signed this deal, he was the highest paid player. Well, we know that everything in sports is timing. Right. So, yeah, when you signed your contract, that was good for you.
Right.
All right. We made you the highest paid player, highest paid wide receiver in the league. Okay. Unfortunately, that's a moving scale.
Yeah.
We get the mindset.
And it comes after a time when his numbers weren't what they've been the previous season.
So you've got this in the middle of this contract. And again, yeah, you're right. He didn't lead the league in all the categories, but yet, you'd be hard-pressed to find three people that would feel like he's not one of the top two or three receivers in the league.
No, I know.
So, again, it's mixed emotions when it comes to that. If you're a hardcore Falcons fan, you don't want to hear this. You don't want to deal with it. You don't want your team dealing with it, and you don't want to hear it. Play, you know, fulfill your contract. I'm not one of those who say, you know, shut up and play. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of on the fence with this because, again, I understand. I may not feel that way if he didn't have a foot injury or has had foot problems, I should say. He doesn't have a foot injury. Foot issues. Is that a fair way to put it?
Issues.
Okay. I probably wouldn't feel this way if he hadn't had past foot issues. But because that's in the mix, I kind of understand.
Yeah.
And I'm not as worked up about it as a lot of people.
I'm not, and I'm confident that he will be here in time to play. I believe that he will. And, you know, I think the Falcons get everything worked out with him. But some folks, you know, will have an issue with it.
All right, 404-741-0929. Let's go to George, who's out in Stone Mountain. George, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
He plays in the most violent league in sports. Do you agree?
Well, sure. It can be.
He plays in a game where the way the NFL got the contract set up, once you approach the age of 30, they're looking to retire you, not, you know, pay you more. All right. One of the most important things about this is that if you gentlemen are on the contract at 92.9 and they were to fire you and it's not without cost, you're still getting paid the next 2 years. The NFL, if they decide to terminate your contract with 2 year remaining, there's Bryant. You're not getting paid nothing. Okay, he is one of two Falcons who have ever been the best two at their positions in football in the history of the Falcons. A, Deion Sanders. B, Julio Jones. Okay, in a league where contracts are not guaranteed, he one play from being Ryan Shazier of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has gotten last season, he gained over 500 yards after contact. It's a no-brainer. The Falcons should pay that man. And if they don't want to pay that man, they need to let him go talk to teams who will pay him, and then they need to work out a trade with the Falcons.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Sorry about that, George. We were up against it.
Thanks, George.
That is the sentiment of some people. We all know about the Falcons, the NFL doesn't have guaranteed contracts, and so that plays into it. But that's also one of the reasons why he's trying to get the money that he feels he deserves.
Yeah.
Listen, we are going to hopefully get a guy on the line here who can add some perspective to this.
Because he's done this.
And he has done this. Stick around. Special guest up next, Ham and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How many of you people out there been hurt in some kind of love affair? And how many times do you swear that you'd never love again? How many lonely, sleepless nights? How many lies? How many fights? And why would you want to put yourself through all that again?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sting and Stevie.
Yeah.
On a beautiful day. A beautiful brand new day.
Yes.
As they say, this Father's Day. Again, thanks to everybody who's calling up with their father's stories, and we want to continue this throughout the morning. We got to survey this up at 92.9 The Game on Twitter. Your father, a father remembrance, whether it's you to your father, or you as a father.
Yeah, something sports related. Usually that's something you do with dad or something you learn from dad. Or if your dad was your coach, share that with us. Or if you are the coach of your child, you know, or something.
A lot of opportunities to talk about pops today.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
If you are a stepfather, too, like the three of us.
Yeah.
We're in that unique situation. But anyway, it's time to talk football. Number 42 in your program, number one in your heart. From Arizona State on this Father's Day morning. And a buddy of yours you played some b-ball with, right?
Well, once. He don't even remember that.
Gerald Riggs, good morning, man. Happy Father's Day.
Morning, G.
Hey, what? Good morning, guys, and happy Father's Day to all those guys out there listening. And certainly, like you say, stepfathers and all that's so important to it in everybody's lives. So with that, happy Father's Day to everyone out there.
Well, listen, let's start off with one, if you have one special with your father or you being a father that you'd like to share with us.
Oh, gosh almighty, man. You know what? Nothing really in particular because, you know, as I will be explaining that in a little bit of a my memoirs, a book that I'm putting together.
Oh, that's right. Save it.
Okay.
Oh, I got you.
That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
I can't give you guys all of it, but you know, I was one of those stepfather kids. You know, I didn't have that father necessarily in my life, my growing up in my formidable years, but my stepfather came into my life. It certainly opened up a lot of things for me. I'll never forget the first time I kind of went hunting. He took me hunting. He was an old guy from Mississippi, and for us to go out for the first time and go hunting, me and my brother, we had to have been rabbit hunting. And so I hope I don't offend all the PETA people and all that. But we were, you know, we had hunted and, you know, found a couple of rabbits that day and decided to, you've been out there long enough, we weren't going to stay out there too long, and, probably about four or five rabbits. And so while they were out there, you know, preparing everything to get ready to go, they told me and my brother, my youngest brother, he said, you guys just go out there and walk around, take, you know, the little shotguns out there, and we walked around. And next thing you know, they hearing all this blasting and stuff going on, and we ran into a whole covey of rabbits and got about 15 or so. And they were like, well, you know, wait a minute, you guys need to get be my father, my stepfather, who's been his cousin. And they were like, you know, well, we need to take you guys along with us all the time. But it was so important because we, you know, to us, in the fact that we had, you know, kind of had a chance to really do something from a father-son standpoint, and the advice, you know, from them talking to us the whole day and helping us understand how, you know, the jobs that they were doing was just trying to help us grow up, trying to be young men, and those things just kind of stuck with me because of the time that was spent. And there's one thing I can give to all the fathers and who are out there that more than anything. Time with your young men, time with your sons, time to, you know, to give them advice and to have them to be open to advice. When you can sit with them and talk with them and they can generally gain some knowledge and wisdom from you, that's more valuable than anything. And that was certainly the first time in my life that I had a person in my life to do that. So that one would always stick, you know, me and my brother still talk about it today. You know, we're now almost 60 years old, and we still talk about the time we went out hunting. So those things are important, man.
Yeah. Listen, Sam, before you ask your question, I got to say, what he just said is so important, and I want to tag it with this. Even when they're rolling their eyes at you, you keep trying to convey that message. Because they will get it. They'll come back to you 10 years later, and they was, you know, I know that you look like I wasn't paying attention to you, but now I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes they stop, you know, fathers will stop that message because the kids are rolling their eyes at them, especially stepfathers.
Yeah.
Now, you keep – go ahead, Gerald.
No, I was saying, too, you know, along with that, understand, too, that as growing up, you're molding men. You're not there to be their friend early in life.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't get so caught up. I think a lot of dads and a lot of parents sometimes get up with caught up with being with friends. The dads in our days, they weren't necessarily your friends until you got way down the road. But now they're starting at a younger ages, and I think that has a lot to do with some of the issues that kids and young men have these days. They don't learn how to, you know, to necessarily treat the you know, the mothers or the wives and all that. And then next thing you know, they go through life broken because they don't have those lessons and those things that sometimes may be hard to hear, but like you're saying, at some point in time down the road, those things come back to mind.
Yeah.
If you put those things in there, they'll never forget them.
Absolutely. It's been great to spend some time on this Father's Day morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Gerald Riggs, still the all-time leading rusher in the history of the Atlanta Falcons. He's in the Ring of Honor if you go over to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But, a lot of Falcons fans are upset these days because there's a star player who's holding out. He didn't come to OTAs, didn't come to minicamp, and we don't know if he's going to be at training camp. We're talking about Julio Jones, but you have been in a similar situation because you held out for how long was your holdout?
Mine was pretty much the whole preseason. When I held out back, I wanted to say it was 86 maybe. I'm not sure what year it was. I've been asleep a few times since then, so it was a good while back. At the time, again, it was all about just showing appreciation for what you've done. And I think Julio, in this case, is what can you say about him? He's done every single thing and above. I think the Falcons have asked of him or could ever have wanted from him, and you know, he wanted to be compensated maybe for it. I don't know if it's all about money or if it's maybe that, you know, Julio is just at a point to where He's like, man, I don't want to go through that grind right now because of my age. And when I held out, I held out for the entire preseason, and people were saying that, well, you know, when he came back, he was, you know, going to be out of shape, and he was going to do that, and, you know, if you take care of your body, you're fine. And I think Julio is one of those guys who seems to be that kind of a person to take care of his body. When I came back, everybody was thinking, well, I was, you know, going to be just out of shape or all that sort of stuff. And I ended up, I think my first game, I had almost 200 yards or so. So that kind of grew in that notion that we needed mini camp.
I was just going to say, and by the way, if it was the 86 season, you had 1,300 yards, so not bad.
Yeah, not bad. So, I really hope that they can get something resolved with him, because this young man has really, he's far exceeded this contract. You know, they give it to Matt, you know, give the money to Matt, and that's fine. You know, he's a quarterback, and you want to be able to say you have a guy who's going to, you know, continue to be the face of your organization. But I think that they may be missing something in that process, because Julio has really become the face of the Falcons. You know, when you look at what he's done around the league, everybody has the utmost respect for him. The guy's a beast, man. And it's you got to take care of those guys that are, you know, that are more, that's so inspirational to keeping your team up on top and in the thick of things. And you can't do it with if you don't have guys like Julio and, you know, some of the running backs and some of the offensive linemen. Great to take care of one, but you better make sure you got your other guys who are probably just as, if not more, important to the team. You got to take care of them too.
Yeah. Spending some time on the Wait For It hotline with Gerald Riggs, number 42, Atlanta Falcons, and he was a holdout for an entire preseason. Gerald, did you keep in touch with your teammates, and what do you feel like it maybe happen now? I mean, everybody's got same agents or same conditioning person or same financial planners or whatever, but, I mean, is he keeping in touch with his teammates, and did you do the same?
Yeah, there may be a couple, and I did that too. There were a couple guys that I spoke with on a regular basis, but you're right. Everybody's got, you know, so many guys in the mix, seemingly, that it's kind of hard to not stay in touch with some of them. You know, see what's going on, how other guys doing. Other guys may call you and tell you about situations that are going on in camp, and it would be pretty safe to say that maybe a couple of coaches, maybe. They don't want to. They don't want to admit that. But some of them will be, saying, hey, you know, I just want to let you keep you up to date on what's going on, what we're trying to do from an offensive standpoint. Yeah, he knows the system. He knows what's going on. And he may want to, you know, to stick his nose in there from time to time and say, hey, you know, I'm still trying to work it out. But, tell me what's going on so I won't have too many surprises when I get out there.
Again, talking to Gerald Riggs, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Two questions for you, Gerald, because one of the problems that a lot of people have with Julio is the amount of time left on his contract and the timing of this. Do you remember how many years you had left on your contract when you held out, and what was it like when you got back in the locker room? What was the reception like for you from the other players?
Well, you know what? I don't know how long. Was it maybe a couple of years? When I held out, I think I only had one more year left. One more year on my contract, and I was just trying to, you know, with the seasons that I had, I felt like I had kind of outplayed that first contract that I had, which was, you know, the rookie contract, and it was nowhere near the money that these guys are talking about now. Guys back in those days, you know, you're talking about a $4 or $5 million increase or something, and these guys wouldn't even, you know, they wouldn't even wake up for that. You know, they wouldn't come out of the roster cap for sure. So, you know, with having – everybody wants to say, well, you sign a contract, you put your name on it, and, you know, that's what you should do, you honor that contract. And I believe that. I believe that to an extent. But you have to look at, again, you know, what the game has evolved to, the free agency. We didn't have all the free agency during that time. So it was not something that we had another vehicle to use to our advantage. And these days – you know, if a guy says, you know, he doesn't want to play there, well, not another team, you know, may pick it up, or another team may, you know, want to bring a guy in and say, you know, we'll give you the money. They won't. And they have that option, you know, somewhat these days. Although when you look at, again, the how things are structured, the league itself is just making crazy money. We didn't, I remember the year that we had the strike, for instance, and the owners were trying to convince the public that, you know, the league was going to go broke if they paid the players, the quarterbacks or some of these the high profile guys, the athletes on the team, so to speak, as they want to call it. that the league would be broke. You see what's going on now, how the league has gone in really a short time. It didn't take long. So, you know, with him having, again, you try to play for maybe two, maybe if you're very fortunate, maybe get three contracts, you know, while you're playing. But that's for that too. That first one and that next one when you've proven yourself is very, very important to all these guys. And that's the way the game is. When you get in this game, it's not till 65. You know, you're not going to retire in this game. You're not going to get to that age. So you maximize and you get as much money as you can. And I don't think that anybody out there can say that, you know, well, I'm not going to try to do that, whether it's a contract or not. When really the NFL itself puts itself in a position to where you have to take advantage of it. And if you don't, it's on you.
That's true. G, hey, we appreciate you. I know you're up on the Sunday morning, and we appreciate you spending a little time with us. I know your family, you're going to enjoy some time with them today. But we thank you for spending some time with us on this Father's Day. And, again, a happy Father's Day to you. Always
good
catching up with you.
Appreciate it.
Well, guys, thanks a bunch. And happy, like I say, even Stepfather Day. We'll call that, too. So you guys, Sam, always love doing it with you, buddy. And,
all right, man.
And whenever you get a chance, we'll get a chance to get in the studio and really kind of cut up a little bit. So you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you next time.
You too, Jay. Appreciate it.
That is number 42. He tells a story, man. He says, hey, you know, the league's got this money now. He can't tell these guys not to want to go for it.
Yeah. We are grateful. He is grateful for this career. Yeah. We are grateful for a lot of things, too.
Yes, we are.
That's up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sunday.
Hey,
you don't get them. We want them though. Two Jameses this morning.
Hey, little James Brown
on this Father's Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, we're going to do something a little bit differently. We're going to quickly give our most gratefuls, and we're going to go to the calls because a lot of people want to do the dad shout outs.
Yep.
So, Bo, hit the sounder if you can, and we'll get that.
The guys are pretty grateful. Yeah, grateful to be employed.
You guys are like my peeps. You're my dogs.
Now, let's find out what other things they're grateful for on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My fault. I stepped all on it.
That's all.
Didn't get ready. I'm going to get this over with real quick. Listen, I'm going to save my dad's story for next hour. We're going to have a little bit more time because right now it's a longer story, and we want to get to the calls because we've been asking people to call us up here and put our stuff out there. So I'm just going to say, because I had an issue earlier this week, this has nothing to do with dad. So I'm just saying I want to give a shout-out to everybody over at Curry Honda.
Okay.
I had my original battery in the car that I have just quit on me.
Ooh.
And I was in a parking deck.
That's not good.
No, it ain't. No, it is not. So I had a guy named Gabriel who worked at the parking deck. I told him I'd give him a shout out. Came and gave me a jump, and I had to get it, and then went over to Curry Honda, and they took care of me right away. And Sarah over there, who took over for a guy that I used to see on a regular basis, she's gone over and above. Since I've been needing some issues with the car, just kind of bringing it up to speed.
Okay.
So there you go. Everybody that works over there at Curry Honda.
That's what you're grateful for.
I'm grateful for them.
Okay. Wow. I mean, I'm supposed to do a grateful. I'm supposed to do something dad.
Well, you can do your own dad. I'm saving mine's a little longer story I want to save for last.
I didn't really have a grateful.
What you mean you ain't got all the stuff? You grateful for a voice. You just got through singing some James.
I didn't sing much James. That's a couple of words there. That's all.
I think a dad story kind of falls along the lines of
all right, you
being
tell,
grateful for.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
No.
I was saying, Sam, go ahead and just tell a story. But now, I mean, along the lines of Father's Day and something I am grateful for, I'm grateful for The Walking Dead, man.
Did you get booked on it?
No, I didn't. Oh. But with my two oldest daughters, that's a really big bonding moment that we get to share every fall and spring on Sundays. Me and the middle one watch it together, and the oldest one chimes in through texts and phone calls every episode.
Really?
And then when we all get together in the summer, coming up in July, when my oldest daughter comes in town, we'll usually go down to Sonoy and take a tour and do some other nerdy stuff. We have a lot of fun with it, you know? It's good to find stuff that you have in common. You know, I'm never probably going to have a boy, three girls.
Yeah.
So they're all into their each individual sports, but it's good to find stuff you can bond with your kids, even if it's... You know,
there you
nerdy
go.
TV shows.
Yeah.
And we started off the show saying our most grateful is we're going to be surrounded by fathers. And so I broke the chain here a little bit, but I've only got one more left, and I really want to tell it, but it's a longer one.
Okay.
So we'll save it. But yourself?
Well, I got one. We talked about things that you share, and you think about dad and just being out in the yard right now. I mean, and we talk with our friend of our show, you know, Chris Drapp. He loves to talk about just throwing the ball in the yard, just the time you spend just you and dad. If you're into soccer, if you're kicking the ball. But me, that was me. I had the basketball goal in the backyard. We'd throw the football out in the yard. We always had gloves. And when I must have been about 6 years old, my grandmother took me on a trip to Ohio to visit my uncle and some cousins up there.
Right.
And I'm up there, and I'm having a good time. Went up there for about a week. And I'm just running around playing with my new cousin that I've just known and what and everything. And I had my baseball cards. My cousin, he collected cards. And so we're sitting on the floor showing our cards one day, knock on the door, and poop, it's my mom and dad. And you could have sold me for a wooden nigga. I'm like, what in the heck are they doing here? You know, all the way from, I didn't know they were coming, wasn't expecting me or anything. And so they came and they spent a couple of days and they were ready to go home. And says, why don't you come on, go home with us? And my grandma said, okay, so I get in the car, come back with them. And my mom would tell me years later that your dad every day would come on work and he said, boy, I ain't got nobody to play ball with. He says, we're gonna go up to Ohio and get that boy.
Really?
They came all the way up, and my dad saw two brothers and a sister, two uncles and an aunt, that he had not seen since they moved north.
Right.
And he got to see them. He may talk to them and mail or whatever much he could do back in those days, but he had not seen them until he came up to retrieve me to come back and. When he got home from work, put on the glove, go out the yard, throw the ball.
Man, I need a tissue.
Well, I'm just saying. That's,
I need me a tissue. Sam, doggone you.
Yeah.
No, that was nice. That was
a little father.
I'm glad I didn't tell one because you needed on the stage on that one. That was very good.
That's the thing that you had that little time, just you and him throwing the ball and you're talking about stuff. And, you know, that's cool. Yeah.
Mike, there was the band, one of the guys from and we could have this as the soundtrack for this entire show. And it was Mike Rutherford, who used to be with Mike and the Mechanics, but also with was it Genesis?
Police.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen at you.
Yeah, man.
Why do I keep thinking Genesis? Anyway, he had a song called The Living Years.
Okay.
And all about... Mm-hmm. You know, and there's been a number of songs like Cats in the Cradle, Harry Chapin, you know, the relationship with son and father. So that reminded me of that when you were telling that one. I got one, and like I said, I'm going to save it for next hour, but it has to do with the days I was on the cruise ship and something that happened. And having to do with him, and I got all sides of that dude. Anyway, 404-741-0929, Sam and Greg on this Father's Day, taking your calls about stories having to do with your father or you as a father. Andre's in Conyers. Andre, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Yes.
Morning. Yeah, I just wanted to give a good happy Father's Day to my father because I think a lot of times I'm a father as well, and I'm realizing now, like, the appreciation for what dads do, a lot of times doesn't come, like, to, like, later years. Like, I'm in my 30s right now. And, you know, we have to lead, love, respect, teach them how to, you know, tie their tie and do all these things. And we have to do it almost in a perfect manner. But we always fall short. And so I know my dad wish he could have did a lot of things better. But one thing that I can never take away from him is that I never got the feeling that he never wanted to spend time with me. He was my coach at one time in basketball, and it was kind of crazy because back then, you know, I was in my pre-alpha male, you know, stage, and he discouraged it, you know, the whole sports, future for me, and I kind of stepped away from him because of him. But like I said, when I think back on all those years, He always wanted to go fishing with me. He always wanted to play basketball with me. He always wanted to change the oil with me, you know. And so everything was with me, yeah. You know. So that's the thing. So to all those fathers out there who may not be able to give the kids their best, you know, kids spell love, T-I-M-E. So yeah. Just keep on spending time with them. And, you know, if they don't appreciate you now, you know, trust and believe they'll appreciate you later.
Well said, Andre. All right. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Andre. Appreciate that, man. Well said.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.